This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father is teaching you Raj Yoga for the new world. Therefore, this old world is definitely going to be destroyed. Question: which good habit do human beings have from which they receive no attainment? Answer: only when something happens, human beings have the habit of remembering God. Then they say, O God. They think of an oval image, but they have no real recognition of him. They have no attainment. Then they say that he gives happiness and sorrow, that he gives everything. You children no longer say this. Om Shanti. The Father is also called the Creator. Of what? He is the creator of a new world. That new world is called Heaven, a land of happiness. People use these names, but they have no understanding. They even call a temple to Sri Krishna, Sukhdam, the land of happiness. However, that is just a small temple. Sri Krishna was the master of the world. It is as though they have made someone who was an unlimited master into a limited master. They call a small temple of Sri Krishna the land of happiness. It doesn't enter their intellects that he was the master of the world, that he used to reside in Bharat. You too didn't know anything previously. The Father knows everything. He knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You children now understand this. No one in the world even knows who Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are. Shiva is God, the highest on high. Acha, so where did Prajapita come from? He too is a human being. Prajapita Brahma definitely has to exist here. Brahmins have to be created through him. Prajapita, father of the people, means the one who adopts children through the mouth. You are mouth-born children. You now know how the Father made Brahma belong to him and created you mouth-born children through him. He entered him and said, "This one is my child." You know how he named him Brahma. No one else knows how he was created. They simply sing the praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, being the highest on high. However, it doesn't enter anyone's intellect that the highest on high is the Father. He is the Father of all of us souls. His form is also a point of light. He has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. It is now that you receive this knowledge. Previously, you didn't have any of this knowledge. People continue to speak about Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar, but no one knows anything about them. Therefore, you have to explain to everyone. You have now become sensible. You know that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. This is why he can give you this knowledge and teach you. This Raj Yoga is for that golden-aged new world. Therefore, this old world surely has to be destroyed. There is this Mahabharat war for that. For half a cycle, you have been studying the scriptures of the path of devotion. You are now listening to the Father directly. The Father doesn't sit and recite the scriptures. to chant mantras, to do penance, or study the scriptures, etc., are all devotion. Devotees want the fruit of their devotion because they make effort simply to meet God. However, it is only through this knowledge that there can be salvation. This knowledge and devotion cannot continue at the same time. It is now the kingdom of devotion. All are devotees. O God the Father definitely emerges from everyone's mouth. You children now understand that the Father has given you his introduction, that he is just a tiny point. Only I am called the ocean of knowledge. The whole of this knowledge is merged in me, the point. This knowledge stays in the soul. You children now know that he is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is the Supreme Soul, which means he is the highest on high. Only the Purifier Father is the Supreme. When people say, O God, they remember a Shivalingam, an oval image. Even that is not accurately remembered. It is as though they have formed a habit of remembering God. They say God gives happiness and sorrow. You children no longer say this. You know that the Father is the bestower of happiness. The land of happiness existed in the Golden Age. There was no mention of sorrow there. In this Iron Age, there is only sorrow. There is no mention of happiness here. God, the highest on high, is the Father of all souls. Even though they say that they are all brothers, none of them knows about the Father of souls. Everyone is definitely a child of the one Father. Some then say that he is omnipresent, that he is in you and also in me. Ah, but you are a soul, that is your body. So how could there be a third thing? A soul cannot be called the Supreme Soul. It is said a living soul, Jivatma. It is not said living Supreme Soul. In that case, how could the Supreme Soul be omnipresent? If the Father were omnipresent, it would be a fatherhood. A father doesn't receive his inheritance from a father. It is the children who receive an inheritance from their father. How could everyone be the father? Even such a tiny matter is not understood by anyone. This is why the Father says, Children, 5,000 years ago I made you so sensible. You were made ever healthy, wealthy and sensible. No one else could be more sensible than you were. The understanding that you are receiving now will not exist there. There you aren't aware that you will fall once again. If you were aware of that, you wouldn't experience the same happiness. This knowledge will then disappear. Only now do you have the knowledge of this drama in your intellects. Only you Brahmins have a right to it. It is in your intellects that you now belong to the Brahmin clan. It is only to you Brahmins that the Father speaks this knowledge. You Brahmins then relate it to everyone else. It is remembered that God came and established heaven. He came and taught Raj Yoga. Look how many people celebrate the birth of Sri Krishna. they do understand that Sri Krishna was the master of paradise, but it doesn't enter their intellects that he was also the master of the world. When it was his kingdom, there were no other religions. His kingdom was over the whole world. It was by the banks of the river Jamuna. Who is explaining all of this to you? God speaks. All of those who relate the Vedas and scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. Here, God himself is speaking to you. You understand that you are now becoming the most elevated of all human beings. It is in your intellects that you become residents of the land of peace, and that you will then go down and experience your reward for 21 births. You children should have bubbles of happiness inside you that Shiv Baba, your unlimited Baba, is teaching you. He is the ocean of knowledge, and he knows the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. Such a Baba has come for us, so you should have bubbles of happiness inside you. When you say to Baba, "Baba, I have made you my heir," the father surrenders himself to such children. You children then say, "God, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. I will make you my child." This one only makes his children his heirs. How would you make Baba your heir? This is a very deep matter. To exchange everything you have is a task for your intellect. Poor people exchange everything very quickly. Scarcely any wealthy ones do this. Not until they take up this knowledge completely. They don't have that much courage. The poor very quickly say, "Baba, I will make you my only heir. What do I have anyway?" Having made him your heir, you also have to earn your own livelihood. Simply live as a trustee. He shows you many ways to do this. The father simply observes whether any of you are spending money on sinful acts. Are you using your money to make human beings into charitable souls? Are you doing service systematically? He checks all of this, then advises you. This one also used to take out a share from his business to donate in the name of God. That was indirect. The father has now come directly. People believe that God will give them in their next birth the fruit of whatever they do in their present birth. When a person is poor and unhappy, he understands that he must have performed such actions in his previous birth. If someone has performed good actions, he remains happy. The father explains to you children the philosophy of karma. All of your acts in Ravan's kingdom become sinful. Ravan doesn't exist in the golden and silver ages. Therefore, none of your acts are sinful there. When you perform good acts here, you receive temporary happiness. Nevertheless, there is one or another type of illness or complication, because that is temporary happiness. The father says, "This kingdom of Ravan is now going to be destroyed. Shiv Baba is establishing the kingdom of Rama." You know how this cycle turns. Bharat becomes poor once again. 5,000 years ago, Bharat became heaven. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. it was their lineage that existed first. Sri Krishna was a prince. Then, when he married, he was crowned king and named Sri Narayan. It is only at this time that you understand this. Therefore, you become amazed. Baba, you tell us the knowledge of the Creator and the whole of creation. The teachings you give us are so elevated. I surrender myself to you. I have to remember no one but the One Father. You have to study till the end. Therefore, you also definitely have to remember the teacher. They remember their teachers in a school, do they not? There are so many teachers in those schools. They have a different teacher for each class there. Here there is only the one teacher. He is so lovely. The father is lovely. The teacher is lovely. Previously, on the path of devotion, he was remembered with blind faith. Now the Father is teaching you directly. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. In spite of that, you say, Baba, I forget you. I don't know why my intellect doesn't remember you. It is said, God, your ways and means are unique. Baba, your ways and means for liberation and salvation are so wonderful. You should remember such a father. A wife sings praise of her husband. She says he is very good, he has this and that property. She has that happiness inside her. That one is the husband of all husbands. He is the father of all fathers. We receive so much happiness from him. You only receive sorrow from everyone else. Yes, you do receive happiness from a teacher because you earn an income by studying. You adopt a guru when you reach your stage of retirement. The father says, I have come at your time of retirement. This one is in his stage of retirement, and I too am in my stage of retirement. All of you children of mine are also in your stage of retirement. The father, the teacher, and the guru, all three are combined. The father becomes the teacher, and then becomes the guru too, and takes us back home with him. Only that one father is praised. These things are not mentioned in any scripture, etc. Baba explains everything very clearly. No knowledge is higher than this, nor is there any need of further knowledge. When we have this full knowledge, we become the masters of the world. Therefore, what would we do with any further knowledge? Only when you children keep this in your intellects and stay in that remembrance can you remain happy. In order to become a pure and charitable soul, you definitely do have to stay in remembrance. It is Maya's religion to break your yoga. It is in this yoga that Maya creates obstacles. You forget him, and many storms of Maya come. This too is fixed in the drama. This one is ahead of everyone, therefore he experiences everything first. It is only when these storms come to me first that I can then explain them to all of you. These storms of Maya will come. They come to Baba, and they will also come to you. If there were no storms of Maya and your yoga were constant, you would attain your Karmateet stage. In that case, you wouldn't be able to stay here. When you all reach your Karmateet stage, everyone will return home. The wedding procession of Shiva has been remembered. Only when Shiv Baba comes can all of us souls return home. Shiv Baba just comes to take everyone back home. There won't be as many souls in the Golden Age. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. Make Shiv Baba your heir and exchange everything you have. Having made him your heir, you also have to earn your livelihood. Live as a trustee. Don't use your money for any sinful acts. 2. You should have bubbles of happiness inside you that Baba himself, the ocean of knowledge, is teaching you. In order to become a pure and charitable soul, stay in remembrance. Don't be afraid of the storms of Maya. Blessing. May you become a fearless embodiment of authority and reveal the One Father on the basis of truth. Truth is the basis of revelation. In order to reveal the Father, speak as a fearless embodiment of authority, not with hesitation. When those with many opinions just accept that the Father of all of us is the One, that only He carries out this task, that all of us are the children of that One, and that He is the true One, the flag of victory will then be hoisted. With this belief, you will return to the land of liberation, and then, when you come down to play your own parts, this sanskar of God is One will emerge. This is the awareness in the Golden Age. Slogan. To tolerate something is to reveal your own form of power. Aviat signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. Just as your body is clearly visible, similarly the form of your soul should be clearly visible. That is, it should be experienced. Nothing apart from the soul conscious form should be visible on your forehead. That is, in your intellect's awareness and in your vision. Nothing else should come into your awareness. Become such a constant tapasvi soul that you will then be able to have pure, benevolent thoughts for all souls. Even if someone becomes an instrument due to his nature and sanskars to test your efforts, always have constantly benevolent thoughts for them. Om Shanti.